finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is L.B. Bork filling in for John Stettmiller and company this afternoon. Coming to you from Wisconsin, I was asked to talk to you people about issues I've been concerned with for many years. And what my research centers on is the 14th Amendment. Of course, I've been working with John Ainsworth for several months, and we've been talking over issues that concern the Civil War period and thereafter, of course. We have come to a consensus on many things, basically that the government turned unlawful during the Reconstruction period, which started with the Reconstruction Acts, and my research is basically been centered on the 14th Amendment, which is the aftermath of the Civil War, and how they tried to, or they did, rather, institute a new government. I don't know if you are familiar with my work, but I am the author of the Red Amendment. Basically, it goes over the issues of the 14th Amendment. Most people believe it covers the issues of the Civil War and who's allowed to participate in government after. But I've taken a different look at it based on the language of the amendment. Most people look at Section 1. I looked at the other section. Section 2 I found was the most evil because it dealt with the new apportionment for representation. And we'll be going into those issues during the show today, and I'll go into the language also of that section. And I'd like to offer a Red Amendment. If someone could call in, I got a free copy for them. If they could answer the question of who handles the census right now, what department of the government is in charge of the census, and whoever can call in and answer that question, they got a free Red Amendment coming to them. So anyone that's willing to take that on, it's not very hard. You know, if you want to look it up, you can. It's right in the code. But call in at will. And anyway, if there's any other questions regarding the book, if anyone's read it, it's been out since about 1999, mid-year, and I've sold thousands of copies. A lot of people have trouble understanding some of the language that I try to get across to them, but once they look at things, it becomes clear to them. Anyway, got a break coming up here. If anyone would like to call in and claim their free Red Amendment after the break here, that would be great. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Good afternoon. This is L.B. Bork filling in for John. I would like to thank him for letting me fill in for him today. I feel I have a lot of good information to provide everyone. At the top of the hour, or the first of the hour, I've been studying law for many years. I came out with a book, The Red Amendment, back in 1999. Sold thousands of copies. A lot of people have been following my work, more so every year. Matter of fact, we just sent out, I think, over 150 copies in the last 30 days of the book. And like I stated, it goes over the Civil War period and what transpired afterwards. Of course, there's a lot of different opinions on this amendment and what transpired. John and Ainsworth and I pretty much came to the consensus that, the turning point was the Reconstruction Act. Of course, the 14th Amendment is what usurped the whole governmental system and placed a new government in place after the Civil War, and that is the only turning point. Of course, my research has determined that citizenship is a key issue, but the major issue is nationality, not citizenship. We're dealing with something of an international right here, and the right to belong to a nation, which, of course, the United States is not technically a nation. It's a union of nations. But anyway, I was told the lines are full. If we take the first caller, maybe he has the answer to the question I asked. Andy in New Mexico, you're on.
Oh.
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
Oh, hanging in there.
Yeah, we bless you.
Yeah, thank you.
And watch over you and your work, too.
Thank
and
you.
Now, how do you pronounce, is it Mr. Burke or Bork?
It's Bork, same Bork. As Judge Bork. I've been asked
okay.
if I'm a relative, and I haven't checked it out. We are from the same state, so it's,
and your
it's a possibility.
Name?
LB, it stands for Leonard Brett.
Leonard.
I go by LB, though.
LB
mm-hmm.
Bork.
Yes.
Well, nice. Is this the first time you've been on a Thursday?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, then I'll probably be listening in.
Okay. I think I'm scheduled every fourth Thursday.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah. We're rotating with John Ainsworth, Ed Waller, and Desi Andrews, and Ralph Windrode.
Oh, wonderful. So mm-hmm. I get a variety.
Yes. We're all looking for remedies. I think
remedy.
John Stadtmiller has set this time aside for things to take place in a manner of remedy because
applications.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I just came back from doing my shopping and there were people outside protesting against Bush. You know, impeach Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the driver that probably isn't going to happen. You know. Because he's just a puppet.
Well,
you know,
sure.
People are pulling the strings behind him.
Yeah.
So and also Scripture prophesies what's going to happen. This fourth beast is going to be unlike any other animalistic kind of government. You know, Yahweh calls them a beast because that's the way they act, like a beast.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah. And they're beastly, and they do beastly things, and Yahweh's going to send his son back to rule this planet in his own good time. So,
mm-hmm.
so all we have to do is, I do believe, obey.
Mm-hmm.
And love and obey and trust, and through his son, Yahshua Mashiach. But I do believe we should, like you are doing, sir, you're a warrior in the forefront and protesting and, waking people up to what's really happening.
I'm here to educate. As I said, I wrote the Red Amendment, but the website packandlaw.org has
now,
been
what is
up
it called?
This. Packandlaw.org stands for People's Awareness Coalition. PACINLAW.org. It's
well, okay.
an educational site.
PAC, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just got offline. I was on the computer. Somebody gave me a computer, and I'm off. I've been on for about a month. And was that a trippy experience, I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
they're going to start taxing. Oh, the Yahoo and such groups are going to start taxing emails. So we
well, and plus
have
they
that
want,
to look forward to.
Yeah, and they want to actually control information flow in the Internet. I think it's going to be Internet 2 or something like that. And
yes.
just turn it into one huge moneymaker and, of course, control the flow of the information. And
yes.
That's just the way the beast operates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Command, control, and what's the other one? There's three, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Three
mm-hmm.
C's, you know.
Did you hear the question I asked for
yeah,
the listeners?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling in. I'm
oh, okay.
taking a shot
did
dark.
You have the answer to that?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to tell you. I'll give
okay.
you my Department of Commerce.
Correct.
Oh,
you're
well,
correct.
Yeah, because we're nothing more than straw men.
Well,
you know what I mean? We have a straw man.
I don't really get into that terminology because
a
straw
either.
Man is a third party person that handles transactions for
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I don't get into
it's a misuse of terms somewhat.
Yeah.
I'll go into the specifics of that a little later on,
okay.
on the show. But we're looked at as commodities.
Yeah, commodities.
The United States is whoever owns the United States or runs it. We're nothing but commodities to
the United States.
And that's why the Department of Commerce is technically just looking after its commodities.
Right.
And controlling them.
And the United States is a business. It's a business deal. It's
yes.
a corporation. That's what
correct.
It is. The United States, I don't know if you say United States of America or United States. I always get that confused. But one is a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is nothing more than a business deal.
Well, yeah, United States has always been a corporation.
So then when you say United States of America, then that means that's the right way of terminology. Is that correct?
Well, that's the terminology that was set forth in the Articles of Confederation. It was the style of the corporation.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why I stay in Scripture and I follow Yahweh through His Son, Yahshua, because all of it, this is just awful, you know, the way the devil's running the planet.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
if you want to email me with your information, it's lb@packandlaw.org.
Well,
I'll get your book out to you.
Yeah, but I don't, see, I'm offline now. Can I leave my name and address with
yeah, if you want to call back and... Yeah, sure, I'll get
it
to you.
All right, I'll call back, and I'll leave it with RBN.
Yes, that'd
be
fine.
You know, the 313-9443?
Correct.
Okay.
If you can get back in, but if you can't call early tomorrow, and I'm sure they could take it.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be able to get through.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, yeah. Like I said, the United States has always been a corporation. That's been a misconception by a lot of people. The Supreme Court decided that a long time ago. Actually, every republic is technically a corporation. It's an incorporation of people. You know, you have God's nations and then you have man's nations. And most nations under man's law are technically just corporations. And all people and corporations are persons. There's various arguments that go back and forth about the term person, citizen, and all such terms. And hopefully I'll get a lot of them covered today. Is there another caller? Awesome. Marcos in Texas. Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, it's too bad you beat me to it. I had Department of Commerce, and that was my guest pulling in the driveway, and I ran in the computer to confirm it, but she stole my thunder.
That's okay. At least you knew.
That's right. I have a question since we were talking about, I work at a high school, and so we were talking about the 14th Amendment today, teaching the kids the amendments, and the issue of the I-9 came up about, one of the students asked, what if you don't want to, you know, fill that form out, came from a student. I don't know why, but what prompted him to say it. Is there anything that a person can do to get a job, like a waiver? Because my understanding, I think I-9, I recently filled one out myself. It says you're born or naturalized here. I mean, that's specifically tied to the 14th Amendment, correct?
Well, the language of the 14th Amendment says everyone born or naturalized in the United States, which some people even think it's not the several states, but it is, mm-hmm. because the political system was usurped after the Civil War, or during the Civil War, and the 14th Amendment was the icing on the cake. Right now, the way the laws are, the United States, meaning the federal government, does control all immigration. Even though they're not doing a very good job of it, it seems like. But so, you know, I can't advise one way or the other not to fill those forms out, because it's probably mandatory that everyone fill them out per law. I-9, I'm not familiar with that. I know Desi, I think, brought it up in one of the earlier shows in this last month. But I know it's an immigration form.
Right.
And, maybe you could fill the listeners and myself in a little bit to the technicalities of the form.
Well, it's just a form. When you get a job, it's basically you have to declare your citizenship, or if you're a resident or an alien working with a kind of a work visa. There's only really like three options there. And it is, yes, definitely mandatory. Basically, you know, you have to do it when you get a job.
It's probably more prevalent in the southern states. You say you're from Texas?
Correct.
Yeah. I haven't worked at a job for over 10 years, so I have not occasioned by one of those forms. Luckily, well, I guess, because I'd hit the ceiling if I had to sign one.
Right.
I guess we got a break coming up. If you want to hang on and talk about it more, we'll cover some more after the break here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, we're back. We're talking about the I-9 form just before the break. And, Marcos, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, great. You say you teach junior high, was it?
In the high school.
High school, I'm sorry.
High school,
I'm
and
sorry.
we're just east of Round Rock. It's in a town called Hutto.
Yes. Well, as everyone may know, of course, one could describe that I-9 as being a precaution to keep illegal aliens from working. Of course, there's a lot of employers that don't follow those instructions in the United States. I guess there's a real problem with illegal aliens work in different places.
Right.
I'm from Wisconsin, and I'm not from Wisconsin. I'm originally from Illinois, but I live near Illinois right now, and I'm in Wisconsin because my parents moved here when I was younger. But there were no illegals up here at all back in the 70s, and they're cropping up all over the place now in the last couple, 3 years. It's gotten really bad. And
it's not helping the federal worker programs, amnesty and all that nonsense. Is it helping? And, of course, the people that try to take it in their own hands, like the people out in Arizona, they get squashed. So,
What
do we
yeah,
do?
Not not only is your outsourcing that these corporations are doing hurting the U.S. economy, but or the people of the United States or America, it's hurting people by hiring these illegals also. So.
Right. Well, outsourcing—that's a whole other ball of wax. You know, the outsourcing issue. I used to work for a company, and I saw they did a lot of that. And I, obviously, going in there, I respected the company, and I learned a lot of their business dealings. And I don't really respect that any longer. But you know, I shouldn't have been surprised. It's a trend that's gone on for a long time. And the more I read, I find that it's not an accident. A lot of people are surprised. You know, the economy, this, or whoever's president. They blame the president. It's been a big, long-standing design when you go back and read that they want to kind of not necessarily basically bring us down and bring them up, other third world nations. It's kind of equalize the playing field, which sounds good, but you have to erode our national sovereignty and give up liberties. And well, there's a whole can of worms that gets opened when you want to accomplish something so grand. It sounds great on paper and maybe from the pulpit or the soapbox, it's just in theory it sounds good, but you end up having to subjugate a whole people, or in this case being America.
Yes.
I have a question that you mentioned. The 14th Amendment is one of the longer, more wordy amendments that we have, and I read something recently that the first 12 amendments were what was referred to as organic. Part of the organic constitution, and I just saw a pattern that basically everything, you know, from the 13th on was Civil War. Everything past the Civil War on a timeline, in other words. So obviously there should be, even a person that doesn't know government or the constitution could see a pattern that as soon as the Civil War ended, all of a sudden we started having more amendments.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that.
Well, did you want to comment on that, or do you want me to comment?
Well, I wanted you to comment, and then I'll hang up and let you want to hear some more of why you think that you said the Section 2 is the one that brings that catches your eye as far as the, caution to the wind, that it has a lot more to be concerned about, say, the First Amendment and our
the First Section, you mean?
Our status, correct. So if you can go into that a little bit, I've never heard anything about Section 2. We always hear about Section 1 on talk shows and RBN and those different websites that I like to look into for the truth. If you can flesh that out on Section 2,
sure.
I really appreciate that. So appreciate you taking my call today.
You bet.
And thanks for being there for John.
You bet. Thanks. Have a good day. Section 2, like I stated, is the one that rubbed me really the wrong way. I was reading it one afternoon back in, I think it was like 1997, and it hit me, the language in it. It says, I'm going to shorten it for you, and we're going to go into a break here in a couple of minutes, but I'll let maybe you people can look it up and look at it. And I've had several people argue with me on this. A lot of people think it had to do with determining who voted after the Civil War based on their participation in the Civil War, but it's not to do with that at all. It's basically usurping the original body politics and installing a new one. And the relevant language basically states the right to vote in any election is denied except for participation in rebellion or other crime. And everyone knows that rebellion is generally referred to as a crime in international law. And I'll get into some definitions here in the next half hour. If you want to check out the language of it, it is very wordy, like the last caller stated. And it's very confusing. But after the break, I'll go into it. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Good afternoon, this is L.B. Bork. Filling in for John this afternoon. That's John Stadmiller. I want to thank John again for letting me host the show today. We have some callers. I don't know if they want to comment on what I stated before the break. We were talking about Section 2 of the 14th Amendment and its bastard effects, what happens with the Section 2. Like I stated, it's a crime to vote, and people are actually rebelling against the Republic by participating in this new political system that was instituted after the Civil War, or so-called Civil War. It was really the war between the states, which is another way of saying war between the Union nations. Of course, this whole thing, this puppet government operates off words of deception and disinformation. Anyway, Dave in Arkansas, do you have anything to say about Section 2?
Well, hello, LB.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Great.
By the way, on my website, www.nomoreserfs.com, you'll find a flyer. I'm doing a seminar in Fayetteville March the 4th.
Okay.
We'll be covering a lot of these things along with proper remedy to correct your status. And that so-called status, citizen of the United States,
people don't really understand exactly what that means in terms of art. Citizen is a legal fiction. Of means belonging to. United States is another political fiction.
Sure.
And fictions can only speak to other fictions. So, if you want to correct your status to a flesh and blood man or woman, child of God, there is remedy for that. And that's what we teach. But anyway, status gives rise to standing. And the simple truth is that one who claims to be a citizen of the United States has no standing to question the validity of the public debt. And that's out of Section 4 of the 14th Amendment.
Correct. I go over that in my book.
You bet. Right, I'll have to get a copy of your book here one of these days. I'd sure like to read it.
Hey, I don't know if you... I've heard you on the show before as a caller, and
I
don't know if you and I would agree with some of the things that you've said. I agree with a lot of them, of course. What you just stated is correct. But the 14th Amendment creates a lot of issues that, you know, people have different opinions on. You know, you could go on the stance that it was never lawfully ratified, which I agree with.
That's true.
And John Ainsworth and I pretty much came to the conclusion this last week, or agreement, I should say. I came to this conclusion a while back. But the 14th Amendment is private law. It can only apply in, like, Section 2 states. The only ones that are represented are the ones that are voting. You know, I'm sure everyone's heard of taxation or like I say, legislation without representation.
Well, here again, I think it's important to look at the reach of acts of Congress. They do not reach into the soil of any of the several states.
That's
virtue of the Constitution itself.
Yeah, the original Constitution, but
original.
Not through the 14th Amendment.
Well, let's listen to a definition right out of the Internal Revenue Code, state, United States, and citizen. That's 26 CFR 31.3121E-1. When used in the regulations in this subpart, the term state, that's capital S, includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii before their admission as states. Excuse me. And when used with respect to services performed after 1960, Guam and American Samoa. B. When used in the regulations in this subpart, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, means the several states, including the territories of Alaska and Hawaii, before their admission. That can only be federal states, can't they? The District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, so on and so on. So, also it goes on to say, includes a citizen, the term citizen of the United States includes a citizen of the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico or the Virgin Islands. Effective January 1 of 61, a citizen of Guam or American Samoa. So a citizen of the United States, you are actually admitting to being something you're not, per se.
Yeah, that could be construed to mean that, but also you have to look at 77, Title 26, 7701, subsection B, where it states... includes doesn't mean the list that's stated in anywhere in the code.
Well,
so they've got that gray area they've created.
Going on down further, though, in 7701, you find the definition of word include and includes.
Right, that's subsection B.
It must be in the same class of objects after the word includes. In other words, you could not say that citrus fruits includes lemons, limes, grapefruits, apples. No, you cannot do that. It's outside that class. So I think these terms are extremely important for folks to understand. And I'm going into those definitions on my website in Civics 101, Parts 1 through 4.
Okay.
And hopefully folks will begin to see the picture here. And because of the fact, by the way, that guy with the so-called I-9, the W-9 form, has no OMB number. And the instructions under the Paperwork Reduction Act and the instructions for W-8 state, you are not required to provide the information requested on a form that is subject to the Paperwork Reduction Act
unless the form displays a valid OMB control number.
Yeah, that's correct.
And
probably looking for the voluntary, you know, the volunteerism under that form.
Well, that's where the total fraud, in my opinion, really, really comes to fore, because these a lot of very innocent, hardworking American folks are being told that this is mandatory and not voluntary. And the entire Social Security system and withholding is voluntary.
I would have to agree with that. They trick you into getting a number, and that's where the whole thing goes downhill.
But here's
the tax.
Here's the bottom line
taxes.
Question. Once you know the truth of those definitions in the code, can you be compelled to commit perjury as a condition for keeping your job or being hired?
The answer is no.
Of course not. Somebody's going to get sued, and they should get sued upside down and backwards for overall because of all of this garbage going on. Anyway, God bless you, LB.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Have a good day. And, check out Dave's website and maybe take in his seminar.
Well, it's going to be informative, and there will be some solutions provided, okay?
Okay. We all got to work together on this.
Absolutely. And, I'd sure love to talk with you at some time.
Sure. So, my email is lb@packinlaw.org.
Right.
So just email me and we'll converse.
We had a mutual friend here in Arkansas that Tom Kearse, I'm sure you remember.
What was his name?
Tom Kearse.
Tom. Oh, Tom. Oh,
Tom.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Tom.
He was a friend of mine, and I was so sad to see what happened there.
Yeah, I still, you know, that was a weird situation, and I do miss him.
Big shocker.
He was a good friend to me, too.
You bet. That was a real shocker.
Yes.
So, thanks again, LB. We'll talk to you
thanks
later.
For calling in. God bless you. Anyway, back to Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. I don't know if anyone's got any comment on that. I got Harry in California coming up here in a second. I just want to go into the details of that a little bit more. Basically, I'm going to read you a definition out of from Webster's Law. Or it's not Webster's, excuse me. It's not a law dictionary. It's a common dictionary. But basically, they define an insurgent as a person who rises in opposition to civil or political authority, one who openly and actively resists the execution of laws. And it says they see insurrection. An insurgent differs from a rebel. The insurgent opposes the execution of a particular law or law. A rebel attempts to overthrow or change government, or he revolts and attempts to place his country under another authority. All rebels are insurgents, but not all insurgents are rebels. Okay? Basically, what we have in place right now is an insurgent government. They are, they've masked over the Constitution. They give it lip service. They follow it when they want to, depending on the status of the person. What people are doing is placing the authority, the political authority of a state or a country. Each state is a country in the union. It comes from the so-called inhabitants, which is another word I had trouble understanding because it is in opposition of international law. I still think they're playing word games there, and they have been ever since day one with the original language in the Constitution. And basically what the people are doing, they're turning the political authority over to the United States, and they've altered all the constitutions in the states to conform to the mandates of the 14th Amendment. So that's it in a nutshell. There's the legal principle. You know, the Section 2 language is very, very wordy and very confusing. I've had a professor of linguistics and other grammarians go over the thing, and they agree with me in what it says. And like I said in the Red Amendment, I've gone over all the issues of all the sections, including the one that Dave just brought up, the ability to not question the debt, or disability not to question the debt because you are participating in rebellion against the Republic system. But anyway, that's it in a nutshell. If anyone has any questions, then call in. Right now, let's hear from Harry in California. Harry, you still there?
Yes. Hello, LB.
Well, thanks for waiting. You've been patient.
No, no problem. Appreciating your hosting today. I'm a regular RBN listener. And I appreciate the topic. I'm going to actually do my own research on this section, too. But I'm inclined to concur with everything you're saying. I don't want to take a lot of radio time, so you can continue. And some of these, books I know that RBN has talked about and wants people to become informed. But I think along with what you're discussing today, especially newbies, per se, that are just beginning to learn all these things. I think Eustace Mullins' Secret of the Federal Reserve and Murder by Injection are excellent books, and plus Eustace could use the finances as well. But
oh, okay.
People really need to get up to speed to realize that the international bankers are just literally running this entire show. And even Gary Allen's None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which is a little pocketbook. I at one time I had a couple hundred of them, and I passed them out in the 70s. But excellent book for getting the basic information that kind of leads up to everything that's happening now. And sometimes it can be difficult approaching people and trying to educate them because they don't understand how all this began to begin with. So having that foundation I think helps in the modern times to get up to speed and get into an action mode as to what we can do to put a stop to this nonsense. And actually, nonsense is not a very good word, really, because it's getting serious,
No, it's beyond serious. I mean, we don't have much more time. And if people don't decide to do something very soon, I mean, what I advocate is getting out of the system because, the political process is non-existent. I mean, these guys have an agenda. It doesn't matter who you vote for, and I think the first caller talked about that. I mean, there's no use in voting. I mean, it's a dog and pony show. They put the Republicans in for a few years, the Democrats. They all have the same agenda. Everything works in unison or together to come down to the same goal. It's been this way for over 100 years now. I mean, since day one. What we have in office right now is the Federalist. Thomas Jefferson, as far as my research shows me, that Thomas Jefferson pulled the Federalist power away a little bit during the early 1800s. But generally, we're back to square one. I mean, the whole thing's based on commerce of the elite. That's what the Constitution was originally formulated for or put in place for. That's my belief.
Well, I agree with that, and it's certainly true. And along with that, even in Eustace Mullins' book on the Secrets of the Federal Reserve, when it discussed the Aldrich plan, kind of covers that as well in terms of not only changing the currency system per se, but also on how their plan is going. It doesn't matter who gets into office or what party gets into office. The plan still moves forward.
Sure.
And
it's obvious. I mean,
I heard an interesting thing. I'm not sure if I can't remember if I heard it on your guys' show or if I read it somewhere. I want to think it was on an RBN broadcast recently that there was a painting, I guess, that was, I don't know who made it, but I guess it was a painting of someone who had witnessed the Bilderberg Commission. And the painting, portrays them to look like they have these helmet-like sheaths on, and for all practical purposes, most people would think they would look like Ku Klux Klan people.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's really wicked stuff, And I'm 52, and I question, whether it's going to come down the pipe, whether I'll get the opportunity to make the choice of taking the mark or not, because they're so close to pushing the euro dollar down the entire world's throat. The changes, with Katrina and already, they've already got our National Guardsmen on foreign soil. And 20 some odd years ago, they already made the swap with foreign troops, because of the 29 pines or palm thing. Mm-hmm. Down in the, Southern California, where they, had that big testing and found that American troops shoot Americans in the back,
Yeah. We have a break coming up here, so stick with us. Be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Good afternoon. Back here from the break. Got a few more minutes to the top of the hour. Harry, are you still there? You want to wrap up what you were talking about? Or?
Yeah, that's a great vamp, by the way. Listen, how do I get your book, and what's the name?
The name of the book is called The Red Amendment. It basically goes over the perpetual debt that the 14th Amendment installs, and when I started doing my research, it's a dual reference, okay? It's about red, you know, being negative bookkeeping terminology, and red being communism, because all the planks of the Communist Manifesto are applied in America. One of the other issues of communism is doing away with countries and nationalities. Technically, they've lumped everyone into one nationality. They've got everyone calling the United States a country, which technically it is not. Each state's a country. So
yep.
They've got everyone's mind controlled. Under the,
or the energy of your own site?
It's on my own site. It's packinlaw.org.
How's that spelled, Pack?
PACINLAW. It stands for People's Awareness Coalition.
Okay, great. Well,
I'll
get off so you can move on. Thanks for the info, and appreciating your show.
Well, thank you. Anyway, Rita, you've been holding on a while. Let's take your call.
Yeah, I heard you use the word communism. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Daggum country of the United States is already a communist nation. I really get upset when I'm hearing what I perceive as communist remarks concerning this so-called invasion by the Mexicans in this country, because what I'm seeing is I'm seeing communist Nazi mentality. You know, one of the things that I think that needs to be done if anyone's going to do anything, and that is abolish the 16th Amendment, the graduated income tax. Go ahead.
No, the 14th Amendment's the real problem. And, you know, the usurpation of the government after the Civil War. The 16th Amendment is just part and parcel to the problem. The Supreme Court actually said the 16th Amendment doesn't do anything.
Well, go ahead.
Everything purviews through the 14th Amendment and the people's participation in this de facto body politic is where the real problem is.
Well, you know, the United States Constitution says no law may be made abrogating the obligation of contracts. And I'm of the understanding that Lincoln was upholding the contract that established the United States from being separate states into being a united nation that constituted several states.
Yes.
And so on principle, I can't disagree with that premise.
Okay.
The other thing too is I don't know if you've ever read I think it was the senatorial debates between Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln believed in slavery was still going on at that time, and he believed that the colored people were human, that they were not a subhuman creation as far as the world is concerned.
Yes.
And, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we have a break coming up, it
all
sounds
right.
like. So if you want to hang on
all right.
till after the hour, top of the hour,
okay,
we'll get back to you.
Thank you.
See you after the top of the hour, people.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.